Exclusive: Senator Ron Johnson, Trump nominees will get through. By Hannah Knudsen on November 21, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump's nominees will get through. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, predicted during an interview on Breitbart News Daily. When asked if Trump's nominees will make it through the Senate, Johnson responded, "I think so, barring some disqualifying disclosure. Listen, as I've been saying, so we get reports on different ones of them. They deny them," he said, asking why anyone would believe the narratives peddled by the corporate media, in cahoots with Democrats, on any of these nominees. Why would anybody believe the corporate media? Why would anybody believe Democrats? I mean, their entire playbook is lying and deception, he said, giving Russian collusion as a perfect example. We saw the corporate media take up the whole Russian collusion hoax and run with that. They still haven't apologized for it, he continued. Host Mike Slater played a soundbite of Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, accusing Republicans of smearing Democrats. In reality, that tactic is something consistently deployed by the left, Johnson said. They're the ones that do it. Again, that's the classic, you know, procedure of the left is falsely accuse your political opponents of doing exactly what you do. 10 times worse, I mean the left, they are the party of fear and division and lies and deception, he said. Fortunately, a big enough majority of Americans realize that their eyes were opened, and they got defeated this last election. But listen, we need to deliver on those promises. We need to make sure that we govern for the benefit of all Americans, particularly the working men and women that build this country and will make it great again. So we're on a relatively short leash. We have to deliver, and again, I think President Trump is aggressively appointing people that will do just that, he continued. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, November 21, 2024. So again, from my standpoint that President Trump won the election. He deserves to have the people that he wants serving in his administration, Johnson said. When I ran in 2016, I would frequently refer to him as the political equivalent of disruptive technology, the senator continued. Trump, he continued, now has a better understanding of what he is facing with the deep state, and he knows who he needs to have by his side this time around. And you know, now he's coming in for second term, 4 years removed from his first term, he understood. He understands that there are so many people in the deep state that sabotaged his administration. He's not gonna let that happen again. So he needs some fighters heading up these departments. You can always hire people, operational guys. But at the top you need people who are willing to implement things that, for example, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. He said of the leaders of Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, describing them as people who think outside the box. They are looking to engage in this struggle, the battle that we need to engage in terms of, you know, chopping the federal government down in size, reducing its influence over our lives, reducing its cost, the deficits. That's what we have to do. We need paradigm shifts. We need dramatic change. That's what Donald Trump ran on. That's what he intends to deliver, he continued. And I'm fully supportive of him. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.